Hezbollah fighters, in cooperation with the Lebanese army, have pushed back ISIL terrorists after they attempted to enter the Lebanese soil from Syria. Lebanese fighters inflicted heavy losses on the terrorists. They killed dozens of them and injured some others. ISIL's failed attack came after the Lebanese army forces and Hezbollah fighters were not present in border areas temporarily.
In the past 48 hours, they tried to infiltrate into Lebanon, in the area between Ras Balbak and Ka'a, far from our cell outskirts. Thinking that this area may not be secured because Hezbollah may not be present there, and the Lebanese army focus is on securing the area between our cell and Ras Balbak. However, Hezbollah planned an ambush, which led to the killing of dozens of militants, as many others fled towards our cell outskirts.
Hezbollah officials say the resistance operations in our cell are ongoing, and that the Nusra Front, as well as all other terrorist groups, are constant targets for the resistance.
Nusra Front is part of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Turkey's attempt to change its name will not change the fact. Some regional countries, such as Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are trying to consider Nusra Front as part of the moderate opposition. Nusra Front is considered a terrorist group by all those fighting terrorists in Syria and is not counted as part of Syria's political future.
Military experts say ISIL Takfiris are trying to gain ground in Lebanon in order to link their positions in Syria with those in the Mediterranean. Their attempts came after they lost control over northern Latakia due to Syrian army advances, as well as losing control of Kasab, North Syria. Lebanon still risks being the target of the terrorist groups fighting in Syria. The terrorists are biding their time to infiltrate into the Lebanese soil and gain some ground. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Beirut.